Welcome to History Nums, where we retell Philippine history
one enumen at a time. Bakit tayo nagra-rap?
Hindi dapat siya rap eh, pero
it sounded like a rap or like a staccato.
No. Wala. And then na-realize ko siya habang sinasabi ko siya, tapos sabi ko sige palitigan ko na lang. Yes, hi. Education may be important, but beer is importanter. I'm PX.
Could be both, but I may be addicted to alcohol, but at least I'm not addicted to cocaine. My name is Bernie. What the hell? Wait, share ko lang yung ano, yung sinabi ko, education and beer. So I remembered nung college, gumagawa kami ng PR plan while drinking.
Ano yung PR plan?
Public relations plan.
Oh.
Like, how do we promote a brand or a company? Ganyan.
Sige, let's...
And we were doing that while drinking.
Sige, let's pretend I understand what you're saying. Welcome to another episode,
it's a mass com
guys.
Thing.
Hi.
Hey!
Another Saturday. Another one.
Sabado na naman. And yeah, here's another episode that you could listen to while you're doing inuman.
Yes. Let us be your, no, your Saturday inuman buddies hangouts. Mm-hmm. Hi, friends.
Correct. You could be your addiction. Your new addiction. At least it's not cocaine. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Ako pala yung magkakwento this time.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna be fun.
I know.
Because
I know what you're gonna tell. Eh.
I know. This is... We almost always, like, every day go or notice this, but we have, I don't think we've ever stopped to ask
para
what's
ano yan?
The origin.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Paano ba? Everybody always asks, how is EDSA? But have we ever asked, how is EDSA?
Pareho lang yung sinabi mo.
Oo nga.
I think that sounded nice in your head, but
pero, yeah.
So yeah, I'm talking about Epifanio de los Santos today. So, but what comes to your mind when I say EDSA?
Me? Ako ba? Okay.
Yeah, there's no other person here.
Akala ko kausap mo yung listeners.
Dalawa lang tayo.
Okay. EDSA. What comes to my mind when I hear EDSA? Syempre, like, super traffic. At saka, magkakommute na naman ako pauwi.
Yeah.
Tatayo na naman ako for 2 hours para na makauwi or mag...
But, yeah, oh. But do you know the person?
Who I know EDSA was named after? No. Never ko naisip magbasa about the guy. Kasi hindi... It never came to my mind that EDSA was a person. Like, EDSA. Kasi... Siyempre, like, lumaki ako na ang sabi lang sa akin lagi ng mga tao was EDSA. So, kapag, I remember that the first time na narinig ko yung name niya sa news. Bata pa ako nito eh. Tapos sabi na, ano, Epifanio de los Santos, sabi niyo. Hindi ko alam kung saan yun. Tapos, nakita ko EDSA. Sabi ko, saan yun? Tapos, sinerch ko. And then, doon ko na naman. Oh no, EDSA pala was an actual person.
He is. And, yeah, yun nga. Parang nowadays, when you mention EDSA, you'll get grunts about heavy traffic. Either that or yung People Power Revolution in 1986 or yung EDSA does in 2001.
It says a lot but, about me that I remember traffic more kaysa yung People Power Revolution na nag-help na ma-recover ang democracy from a dictatorship that lasted for how many years?
20.
Says a lot about my priorities.
But yeah, okay, so again, let's get to know the man behind the name of the most popular. Well, wala ka naman choice, it's the major artery of Metro Manila. So, everything is connected there. So, Epifanio de los Santos was born on April 7, 1871. He was an Aries in Malabon, Manila.
Oh no.
Yeah, he was born in Malabon. Excuse me. Wow, early on.
Ayun nga eh. It's an official episode.
I got the big guy. His dad's name is... Oh, excuse me.
His dad's name was... Excuse me.
His dad's name was... Well, it's E. His dad's name was Escolástico de los Santos.
Oh, so of Nueva.
Actually, no. If you think about it, it could be Escolástico de los Santos.
Santos.
He was from Nueva Ecija. And his mom was a musician, Antonina Cristobal y Tonco. Epifanio. Actually, he was more known as Don Panyong.
Oh.
By his friends.
Nalala ko yung tanyeng ni Carissa.
Ito si Panyong. They were actually a well-to-do family. Mm-hmm. So he studied at the Ateneo Municipal de Manila, where he obtained a summa cum laude of Bachelor of Arts degree. He devoted some time for painting, but music became part of his daily life and was even awarded a professorship in music. Wait, quick segue lang. He's very prolific. Like
in music?
No, in a lot of things. He's an Aries, but he acts like a Gemini. So
so in short, perfect.
Hindi, kasi parang ano, parang some historians were saying na he's the second greatest intellectual person in Philippine history.
Where?
From Rizal. Aside from Rizal.
Rizal was the first?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Rizal was what? A writer, a doctor, a polyglot, a botanist.
A fuckboy.
Aside from that, diba? But yeah, Epifanio was the second person to be like that. So, he was awarded a professorship in music. He finished his
vocal.
Wait lang.
Hindi natin ginawa yung vocal warm-ups nung nag-start tayo.
I did not. Never mind. He finished his law studies in the University of Santo Tomas and topped the bar exams in 1898.
Oh, okay.
Rafael Palma noticed that during his college years, his collecting instinct was early manifested when Epifanio curiously dedicated himself gathering plants and flowers in Nueva Ecija, where he also sought the company and even communed with the rural communities. According to isang historian, nobody suspected that he would someday become a literary man. As a young law student, his fascination in the study of Spanish literature was through readings of Juan Valera's novel entitled Pepita Jimenez. I have no idea what this is.
Sana ganyan din yung sabihin sa akin ng mga like, people who know me when they ask.
Excuse me.
Parang,
excuse me again.
Bless you. This is weird kasi ako dapat yung hinahatching, not you.
I know.
Achoo!
Another one. Excuse me. I hate drinking. Why did we do this? But yeah, yun nga. Parang, he was fascinated in studying Spanish literature. Tapos, eventually, he formed a delightful and lasting... Yung ano sinabi ko, si Juan Valera.
Yeah.
So apparently na-meet niya yung author na yun when he went to Spain.
Oh.
So naging friend sila.
Si Juan Valera is Spanish.
Yeah, he was Spanish. Epifanio's home in Intramuros became the meeting place of literary cliques composed of Cecilio Apostol, Fernando Maria Guerrero, Jose Palma, Rafael Palma, Jaime C. de Vera, Macario Pineda, Mariano del Rosario, Salvador del Rosario, Isidro Paredes, Macario Adriatico, Jose Clemente Zulueta, and Jose Abreu. Wow. I don't know them.
Same.
Friends. Wow, you got a lot. He also made a beautiful oil portrait of Rosa Sevilla and composed a melody dedicated for her. So, aside from graduating law, he became a literary man, and then he painted as well,
also made a
song.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. See? Yun nga, so, he was considered one of the best Filipino writers in Spanish of his time and regarded as a literary genius. When he was young, he was the first Filipino to become a member of the Spanish Royal Academy of Language, Spanish Royal Academy of Literature, and Spanish Royal Academy of History in Madrid. So,
kasi siya sa mga friends mo na sobrang bibo na nag-grad school and then nag-take ng second degree. And then,
I know. Ayun, parang it was the admiration of his writings that Marcelino Menendez y Pelayo asked the Real Academia Española to open its door to the benevolent young native scholar. So, ayun. He was also a young associate editor of the revolutionary paper La Independencia in 1898. He wrote prose under the pen name G. Solon.
G. Solon?
G. Solon. And also a member of the Malolos Congress. Oh, pa. So, he also... Shit.
Wow.
He also co-founded other newspapers like La Libertad, El Renacimiento. God, Spanish. La Democracia, La Patria, and Malaysia. He also made valuable publications, namely Algo de Prosa in 1909, Literatura Tagala in 1911, El Teatro Tagala in 1911, Nuestra Literatura in 1913, El Proceso del Dr. José Rizal in 1914, Folklore Musical de Filipinas. Or how should I read this? Folklore.
Folklore.
Folklore Musical de Filipinas.
De Filipinas.
Yeah, in 1920. He also authored Filipinos y Filipinistas, Filipinas para los Filipinos, Cuentos y Paisajes Filipinos, and The Criminality in the Philippines from 1903 to 1908. God, ang dami niyang sinulat.
Ang dami niyang nagawa sa life niya.
I know.
Ay, how?
aside from that, Epifanio was also a member of Samahan ng Mga Mananagalog, which was initiated by Felipe Calderon in 1904. So yeah, it includes active members with the likes of Lope K. Santos, Rosa Sevilla, Hermenegildo Cruz, Jaime C. De Vera. Oh my God, kilala ko iba dito. Patricia Mariano, ayan. He was also a polyglot. He was fluent in Spanish, English, French, German. What's this? Aita, maybe Aita language.
Oh.
Tinggian and Ibalao.
Oh.
He notably translated Florante at Laura classically into Spanish.
Oh.
And then one of the brilliant writers in the golden age of Philhispanic literature, who had published numerous titles and books. He was an honorary member of the Academia Filipina de la Lengua Española. Wow.
Kasi this whole episode is just us flexing sa lahat ng ginawa niya sa life niya.
I know. Pero it's more like this is the things that we've been missing. You don't know Epifanio de los Santos. Ito lang naman siya.
Should I be doing this then? Dapat ba I should know French or German? Should I?
But then we have to, he came from a well-to-do family, so he had the privilege.
Yeah, but like, I feel like money can only get you to so much.
So bagay, Bongbong Marcos had all the money and he still didn't graduate in college at Wharton. But...
I know. Good example.
Anyway, going back, Epifanio de los Santos traveled to many places in Europe, Asia, and Americas, searching for rare Philippine documents in museums, archives, and libraries. He collected almost 200 paintings and sculpted pieces done by Juan Luna, Felix Resurrection Hidalgo, Fabian de la Rosa, Arellano, Pablo Amorsolo, and Fernando Amorsolo, Nepomuceno, and Guillermo Tolentino. I don't know, it says Nepomuceno. But wow, if you think about it, parang siya yung dahilan kung bakit yung mga pieces na yun ay nasa National Museum ngayon.
Philippines? Oh yeah, no? Like,
because he collected them. I'm not sure if he donated initially, pero kinolect niya pa lang. He also collected musical literatures, opera records, valuable printed materials, documents, and manuscripts on the revolution, and historical pictures. Wow, medyo may pagka-hoarder siya, no? According to historian Gregorio Zaide, his famous Filipiniana collection was rated by foreign scholars as the best in the world. In Europe, he was recognized as the philologist and writer of biographical matters about the Philippines. Also, according to Zaide, there are documents and printed matter in his collection that cannot be found elsewhere. Not even in the Filipiniana division of the National Library, nor in any library the world over. The Library of Congress and of the United States included. So, wow, may mga rare stuff
okay,
siya.
Okay, but you could say the same thing about sa lahat ng nasa, ano ba, secret notes ko sa cellphone or like sa diary ko or whatever. The National Museum also doesn't have a copy of my...
or any other museum.
Yeah.
But yeah, the best years of his life were spent in looking for them, only to find them after an almost wild goose chase of a lifetime. His Rizaliana collections were greatly acknowledged by W. E. Retana, James A. Leroy, and Austin Craig. In all, there are 115 printed matter and 213 documents in the collection dealing with the Philippine Revolution. So, wow! Nakakainis kasi when I googled him earlier, di ba lalabas yung parang suggestions dun sa dropdown? Ang nakalagay lang under him was historian.
So, he was also a historian?
Well, technically, because of what he collected, but he's definitely more than that. So, eto pa, hindi pa tayo tapos. He was appointed district attorney of San Isidro Nueva Ecija, and then he was later elected as governor of Nueva Ecija in 1902 and 1904. His election victory made him the first democratically elected provincial governor and head of the federal party in Nueva Ecija. A member of the Philippine Commission, he was immediately considered as one of those Filipino intellectuals to represent the St. Louis World Fair in 1904.
Oh, he went there.
Yep.
Oh. So, ano ginawa niya
doon? So, after... I have no idea. Documented stuff? I don't know.
It's kind of fucked up na nasa isang like, exhibition ka and you see your fellow Filipinos na...
With, what's his name? Your episode?
Antero.
Antero. Oh. Yeah. Antero Cabrera. Yeah. I don't know what he did. But after his term as the governor, he was appointed provincial fiscal of Bulacan and Bataan provinces. And then he wrote a treatise on electoral fraud. It's called Electoral Fraud and Its Remedies. Fraudes Electorales y Sus Remedios. He did that in 1907 for the Philippine Assembly. On the side... He devoted his spare time. May spare time siya.
No. Ay, sabihin ko pa lang sana eh. Meron siyang side on his side.
Mm-hmm. This is ang naiisip ko dito sa VP.
What? So,
sobrang daming ginagawa. But in his spare time,
Misha Virgo.
No, he is an Aries. So,
don't
I don't know. I don't know. Virgo or Gemini. I don't know.
How do people do?
Dami niyang stuff. God.
Tuloy mo lang. Ano pa?
But yeah, in his spare time to research his... he devoted his spare time to researches in Philippine history and literature. Portions of his collections were destroyed when fires hit his house in San Isidro, Nueva Ecija. Ah, sayang. According to Agoncillo and Palma, his interest lies not in politics. In 1918, he was appointed by Governor General Francis Burton Harrison as Assistant Technical Director of the Philippine Census.
Oh.
So, the last and most significant position De Los Santos held was Director of the Philippine Library and Museum. He was the first, yeah. That.
Oh.
He was appointed by Governor General Leonard Wood in 1925. He was also elected as third president of the Philippine Library Association.
Saan ulit yung ano? National called Library?
Dun, Manila.
Din sa ano? Sa may museum.
Kalao. Din. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Malapit dun. Basta yung complex na yun.
Okay.
Basta alam ko na dadaanan siya sa Kalao. Like this big white Greco-Roman building. the last and most significant position he held was director of the Philippine Library. Ay, sorry. Ano pala? Nandun na pala ako. Shit. Wrong line. Wait. Inom nga muna.
God.
He was also elected as third president of the Philippine Library Association, which is now Philippine Librarians Association Incorporated, becoming the first Filipino of native parentage to assume such position professionally for Philippine library science.
Oh.
His first wife was Doña Ursula Paez of Malabon. Take note, first.
Kaya nga eh. I was about to say first.
His second was Margarita Taralba of Malolos. I don't know what happened
so first wife.
To his first wife.
I was gonna say but, nga eh, na parang, is this where we get juicy? Dito ba natin malalaman ko ano yung mga ano? Like what? Is he secretly gay? Kaya ba siya naghiwalay nung first wife niya?
Well, he had a second wife. There isn't anything wrong. Except na yung pinangalan sa kanyang street ay sobrang traffic lagi. Anyway, ang nakalista dito is yung mga ano niya, descendants. Jose, his son to his first wife, became a historian, biographer, and collector.
Oh.
Yung brother ni Jose Escolastico became a pianist for silent films and has made artistic contributions as a poet and a realist storyteller in Philippine magazines and newspapers.
Newspaper.
Socrates, his son from his second wife, became a leading Pentagon aeronautics engineer in his time.
Nakakatakot maging anak niya. Shit, oo nga. Like, ano?
Parang kailangan may achievement.
Oo nga eh. Na parang, feeling mo ba ganun siya? Like, yung type of dad na ano? Like, hindi niya pipilitin yung anak niya na may gawin na something. Pero feel na feel mo bilang anak niya na.
Mapapressure ka. Oo. Oh. Parang he doesn't need to do anything. His achievements speak for themselves. Anyway, he has two lines of descendants with four children on his first wife, Ursula Paez, namely Jose, Rosario, Escolastico, and Antonio, and eight children on his second wife, Margarita Taralba, namely Leticia, Fernando, Socrates, Federico, Hypatia Patria, Espacia Lidia, Glicera Ruth, and Margarita. Wow, he's been busy.
Okay, like, ilan yan? All in all? Like, in total?
8 plus 4, 12.
12 kids? Wow.
Yeah. Huh?
So, lahat ng ginawa mo, you were what? A musician? A writer? A painter? Tapos naging governor ka pa? A politician? You went to all those countries, naghanap ng mga Filipino artifacts. You had spare time. Para gawin ko ano yung gusto mong gawin. And you still managed to have two wives at saka 12 kids. Wow!
Diba? Ganda. It's so funny kasi he's probably great at time management, which is something that you will not be able to do when you get stuck in EDSA.
No.
Anyway. Epifanio died. He died in office while he was serving as the director of Philippine Library and Museum. He died on April 18, 1928, after suffering a stroke. The Philippine government paid him a tribute through a stately funeral. Local and foreign scholars, they were sad to they considered it as a great loss, and what has been described by them as great among the great Filipino scholars.
So, wait, so ilan taon siya nung namatay siya?
1928, and then he was born in 1871, so
like almost 60. Wait lang.
57, yes. 1928 wow, minus 1871.
Yeah. I mean, he was young, huh?
Yeah. In contrast to other Filipino national heroes, Epifanio, or Don Panayong to his friends, became a hero without spilling blood. His acts of heroism came in the form of intellectual triumphs and enthusiasm for the potential of each Filipino. He believed in the Filipino. Sabi nga niya, we Filipinos are the most promising people in the world. We have unheard of possibilities. There never has been a people similarly situated. Here we are in the Orient with our Oriental thoughts and sentiments, but living amidst a civilization more Western than was ever known in the East. The Philippines is the only country where East meets West. That time, huh? The Filipino is a true cosmopolite. From him, the world may expect something new and distinctive. Just a quick segue to the history of the highway named after him. Construction of what was then called the North-South Circumferential Road began in 1939 under President Manuel L. Quezon. He actually wished it to it would develop into the longest, widest, and most beautiful road in the Philippines. So, okay, we got the longest.
We got, no.
No, not the widest. Not the most beautiful either. But yeah, we got the longest.
To be one fair, out of three. Though, maganda yung EDSA before. Like, I've seen pictures of EDSA before, and maganda naman siya. Like, all those wide open green spaces sa katabi ng road. It was nice.
Well, yeah, it fronted like a lot of green areas pa before. Like I've seen
kind of weird
a picture of Ortigas tapos wala pa rin Robinson's Gallery, yeah.
And it's wala just, pa Mega Mall.
It's just Damuhan. Yeah. Anyway, construction began under the direction of engineer Florencio Moreno of Quezon City and assisted by engineer Osmundo L. Monsod. Moreno was later elected to Congress and served as Secretary of Public Works and Communication under President Carlos P. Garcia. In the 1950s, the avenue was renamed Highway 54. You know this, nakikita mo ito dun sa harap ng Mega Mall. Nakalagay dun sa building, Highway 54.
Talaga?
In big bold letters.
hindi ko malala.
It was called that, Highway 54, because of the common misconception on that time that the avenue is 54 kilometers long.
Oh, but wait, how long really is it ba?
I have no idea.
good job.
Sige, wait. I'll Google Maps. Yung original length ng EDSA. Maps.google.com. According here, it would start from...
Because EDSA would start from...
Monumento to Magallanes.
Wait.
Yeah, hanggang dun lang siya before.
Ah, so hindi siya abot ng Taft?
Wala pa.
Tapos Monumento would be saan?
Caloocan.
Oh!
Where's that?
So may LRT 2 line na.
Before?
Yeah, kasi Caloocan, di ba? Kasi yung MRT hanggang QC lang eh.
Well, yeah, hanggang Trinoma lang.
Oo. Oh. So,
wait, what decade are we talking about?
Hindi ko alam. No, pero how long is EDSA now? Like, yung buong span ng EDSA now?
Hang on a sec. Ang bagal ng internet. Starting point, Monumento.
Oh, yeah.
Caloocan. Okay. Going to... holy crap, nasa na ako? Magallanes.
Well, it's... it says here 16? Na ano... It says here na 23.8 kilometers yung EDSA now. So today it's 23.8.
But according to Google, it's 16.3
before
yung original ano niya.
Oh,
length. Yung ano tawag dito? May yung mga fans ni Dr. Jose Rizal, they kasi one of the names na pinrepost dun sa name na ng EDSA was, how do I say this in Spanish? 19 de Junio.
What?
Avenida 19 de Junio.
In your name?
Yeah, 19 June for the birthday of Jose Rizal.
Oh, okay.
Now, si Ramon Magsaysay naman wanted the avenue named after Jose Rizal. Tapos, noong, like, 1970s? Parang residents of Rizal Province, to which most parts of Metro Manila belonged until the 1970s. They wanted the avenue to be named after a Rizaleño kasi most, parang majority ng EDSA that time is in Rizal.
Okay.
Not the old Rizal, ha? Okay, so you look, diba? Remember Pasig is part of Rizal.
Before, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. It was until former Senate President Eulogio Amang Rodriguez and former Rizal Representative Juan Francisco Sumulong, the Philippine Historical Committee, the Philippine Historical Association, the Philippine Library Association, the Association of University and College Professors, the Philippine National Historical Society, and the Philippine China Cultural Association all lobbied for Highway 54 to be known as EDSA. On April 7, 1959, by virtue of Republic Act 2140, Highway 54 was finally renamed Epifanio de los Santos Avenue. Wow, birthday niya yun!
Aww.
April 7. So yeah, that's Epifanio de los Santos.
I feel bad.
And tuloy. Epifanio de los Santos Avenue.
I feel bad na pinangalan sa kanya yung EDSA now. And then yung current,
I know. When I was researching this, parang I came across yung isang article ni Ambeth Ocampo na, since we so hate EDSA whenever we hear EDSA, bakit daw hindi na lang natin pangalan dun sa parang politician that we hate so much?
No.
Could we replace it to Ferdinand Marcos Avenue?
No.
So that we could...
No, kasi that would still be something na ipagmamalaki ng mga supporters yan. Parang, oh.
Whatever, pag malaki nyo na lagi siyang traffic, sige, go.
Like yung most, like yung pinaka-important na road na nag-intersect sa buong NCR is named after Marcos.
like a main artery of Metro Manila is named after Marcos. Like, no, I'm
so
not gonna give
you
that privilege.
Oh, no. They should name it after, like, what, ano ba? Ano ba? Something bad. Name something bad after him. What would that be?
Avenida 19 de Junio. Ang cute, no? Paano kung hindi napalitan yun, yung name na yun? Like, parang, saan ako dadaan? Ano? Dadaan ka sa Avenida 19 de Junio. Tapos,
Avenida,
liku ka sa Ayala.
Ano? Avenida de...
Avenida 19.
Avenida 19 Junio. Avenida
de Junio.
19 Junio. A-D-N-J. A-D-N-J. Ang hirap.
Asan
ka?
Andito, stuck ako sa Avenida. Stuck ako dito sa June
19. Uy, June 19, no? Tama, kasi birthday ni Rizal.
Yeah.
Birthday ni Rizal is Juneteenth.
What?
Juneteenth.
What?
Juneteenth yung isa sa mga important dates in US Black History.
What's it?
Kasi June 19 was the day that... Wait lang. I-research ko pa ulit. Ayan. June 19 or Juneteenth is a holiday celebrating the emancipation of those who had been enslaved in the United States. So...
Oh! Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, so parang this is the holiday na super... I don't know, parang... Like... dinirelate sa pagiging, technically, like, pagiging free na ng lahat ng slaves sa US. Do you remember the Black Lives Movement this year?
Mm-hmm.
And then, super nag-trend din nung June 19, yung Juneteenth. Tapos,
mm-hmm.
kasi it was this. Ito yung holiday na parang ina-associate with, ano, mm-hmm. the slaves being free na. And it's also the birthday of Rizal. So, parang, ooh.
To be fair, the funny thing is, not a lot of people remember that Rizal was born in June 19. Binabati nila siya on his death day.
So, December 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
December 30.
Parang, bakit niyo siya binabati na happy birthday? Oh my God.
Happy death day.
Rizal Day, December 30.
Kaya nga eh, parang bakit yun ang hindi ko maintindihan dati before. Bakit maika-commemorate yung person sa day na namatay siya? Like parang isa-celebrate natin yung fact na namatay siya.
What you're commemorating there is the sacrifice that he made for the country.
Pero you're celebrating it on the day that he died.
Yeah, because that's when he sacrificed.
it's just weird, okay? And hindi lang siguro ako yung may ganitong feelings. It's weird. Na parang, why would you celebrate somebody on the day that they died? Parang ganun.
No, you're not like celebrating. What you're doing is commemorating and thanking them.
But that's not for what the people are doing now. Ang people are,
it's because they don't listen to history.
People care about Rizal Day now kasi wala silang pasok sa Rizal Day.
I know. Kind of like a DDS being happy with People Power.
Yeah.
holiday. Or Ninoy Aquino Day. I'm like, I thought you hated them. So, bakit ka nakiki-holiday? Anyway.
Ito yung, nakita ko yun eh, na parang dapat yung mga DDS shouldn't celebrate. Dapat magtrabaho pa rin kayo on these holidays.
Dilawan pala. Anyway, yeah, that's Edsa, that's Epifanio de los Santos, and I hope we get to know him better now that he's achieved a lot. Filipinos are capable of this, all this.
That's true.
Despite everything that people say about us or our former colonists degrade us to.
I just can't believe that people like this exist. Na parang,
there is Rizal and there is Epifanio doing all these things. So, nope, you're wrong. We're capable of a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hindi lang tayo pang singing contests. And
poverty porn films,
and poverty porn
movies na irarally mo sa Oscars tapos hindi naman makukuha.
And terrible governments. But anyway, yeah. I hope everyone learned. And the next time you get stuck in EDSA, go back to this episode and listen to all his achievements until you get to your destination.
I mean, it should be reason enough na ipaglaban mo na ayusin nila it. Yung EDSA for him. Kasi ang pangit. Na parang,
I know. You're remembering
it's such a disservice
a great,
to him na ang gulo-gulo
it is
EDSA.
Actually. Yun yung sinabi nga ni Ambeth Ocampo na parang, it's such a disservice to this guy who is actually a great person.
I'm glad na tapos, nasa same wavelength kami ni Ambeth Ocampo.
Yeah. Ang maaalala mo lang tuloy sa kanya lagi is nakakainis siya kasi ang traffic niya.
Well, to be fair, nakakainis ang EDSA, hindi si Epifanio.
Oh, well, yeah. Anyway, that's it for me.
That was fun.
At least I didn't kwento a dark kwento this week.
Yeah, that was me last week. Oh, na. I didn't know. Hindi ko rin na-realize na mauuwi pala sa pagutan yung story ko last week.
So this is character development.
Yeah, oo nga. Oh, ikaw yung papunta, ikaw yung ano, ikaw yung pataas. Ako yung ano.
Anyway, next time I'll kwento Ozone Disco.
I actually want to talk about it, to be honest.
Okay, sige.
Pero
go get that.
Maybe. No, I mean either one of us, kahit sino sa atin.
I'll look for a different tragedy.
Yeah.
Like pagoda tragedy.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a tragedy. Hindi naman kailangan lahat ng stories natin tragedy.
Akin kasi yung dark flavor, diba? So, yeah.
But di na ata yun yung case ngayon eh. Wala na ano.
No, I'm going back to form.
Ah, sige. Ah, sige, ako din. Next time, yung kwento ko is about a dog na ano.
Ah, Bokawe pala yung Pagoda Tragedy. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Pero ano. Oh, this is our 11th episode. So, next week will be our season finale na. Oh.
Yes! Imagine we're closing by...
A chapter or a book.
Yeah. By the end of the... Book. Libro 1 tayo eh.
Yeah, Libro 1.
Yeah! So, see you guys next week. And ooh, also, if you have comments or suggestions for stories, come on, we're listening. We are at Historinons on Twitter and Instagram, and at Historinons Podcast on Facebook. And you can email us tarahistorinons@gmail.com.
And we have other episodes, if you didn't know.
Surprise!
That's how podcasts work. You can listen to us on Spotify. We're also on Anchor. Meron din kami on Google Podcasts. You can go to our Anchor page and you can see all the other platforms where we're at.
Yep.
If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please
tell us how.
Let us know. Kasi hindi namin alam. Just tweet us randomly na lang na, oh, listen to you on Apple Podcasts.
Kasi, so par, kasi we get stats na may part doon na Apple Podcasts, 5%. We're like,
yeah, but we never...
How? Sino? What if they're like listening to an Apple device tapos nalalog siya sa Apple Podcasts?
Apple Podcasts, even though they're listening on Spotify.
I don't know how it works, but let us know. Anyway, bye.
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 See you next week.
Yes.